You're listening to New Technia. A tiny nuclear battery is being tested in space. It could run sensors for decades. City Labs has launched a CubeSat carrying a tritium betavoltaic battery for its first orbital demonstration. The technology could provide decades of low-power electricity for remote sensors, medical devices, and shadowed space missions, but it produces only tiny amounts of power and does not run the satellite itself. A battery that can keep working for decades without sunlight or conventional recharging has reached orbit for a real-world test. The Bohr CubeSat carries a tiny tritium-powered source designed for devices that need very little electricity but cannot easily receive maintenance. The 30-second summary. What happened? City Labs launched the Bohr CubeSat to test its nanotritium betavoltaic power source in orbit. Why does it matter? The technology could keep remote sensors and critical low-power electronics running for decades where sunlight, replacement batteries, or maintenance are unavailable. What is the catch? The nuclear battery produces micropower, not the energy needed for phones, vehicles, or a full satellite, and its long-term orbital performance is still being tested. Key fact. The Bohr satellite still uses solar power for its main operations. The tritium battery powers only the experimental payload being validated in orbit. Why this battery is different? Most batteries store chemical energy and gradually lose charge. A betavoltaic battery instead converts particles released by radioactive decay directly into electricity through a semiconductor. City Labs uses tritium, a radioactive form of hydrogen. Tritium releases low-energy beta particles, and its long half-life allows a small source to generate a continuous trickle of electricity over many years, where decades of tiny power could matter. The output is far too low for laptops, electric vehicles, or household appliances. Its value lies in equipment that consumes little power but must remain dependable for a very long time. Possible uses include remote environmental sensors, infrastructure monitors, medical implants, defense equipment, and spacecraft instruments. In space, it could support devices operating in permanently shadowed lunar regions or other places where solar panels are unreliable. The first commercial orbital test. The Bohr satellite launched aboard SpaceX's Transporter 17 rideshare mission on July 7, 2026. City Labs describes it as the first commercial nuclear-powered satellite and the first nuclear CubeSat cleared through the relevant United States launch approval pathway. The mission is intended to measure how the nanotritium system performs in orbit. The satellite bus itself remains conventionally solar-powered, an important distinction from larger spacecraft that use radioisotope systems as a primary energy source. Why the regulatory milestone matters. Putting radioactive material aboard a commercial rideshare mission requires more than proving that the device can produce electricity. Operators must also address launch accidents, re-entry, handling, security, and public transparency. City Labs says its launch safety analysis was independently reviewed with support from Sandia National Laboratories. The mission may therefore influence how future commercial nuclear systems are assessed and approved. Before we overstate the result, the system provides extremely low power and cannot replace ordinary batteries in most consumer products. The orbital mission is a demonstration, not proof that every planned application will work for decades. Performance, cost, manufacturing scale, and end-of-life management still require evidence. The company's claims about reliability need long-term operational data and independent evaluation. What happens next? The most important results will come from how steadily the battery performs under radiation, temperature changes, and long periods in orbit. Those data will help determine whether the technology is ready for wider commercial deployment. The achievement is not a battery that can power everything forever. It is a specialized source that may keep small, important devices alive in places where replacing a battery is impossible. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.